All right, Book of Jonah. Book of Jonah, chapter number 1. Jonah, chapter number 1. Dr. Mitchell's blessing today. Didn't have like 3 specials. We did choruses. And he sang the first and last verse. Wow, bless his heart. What a blessing. Wow, college, y'all look scrunched right there all together. That's an interesting look there. I know you're used to it, but I haven't been in here and seen it all together like this. So, wow, it makes this place look packed. You guys don't sleep now that the chairs are so comfortable, do you? Yeah, no promises. I heard that. The high school is just sitting there going 4 for 25, 4 for 25, 4 for 25. That's the only thing they know. Excuse me, sir. That's how they start their prayers now. When they end them, it's have a nice day. My kids actually do that. It's funny. All right, Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1. I don't have time to waste being funny here. Not that I can't. I heard that. Did you hear those teen girls like, yeah, right. Never been funny in your life, Pastor Parrish. All right, Jonah chapter 1. Jonah chapter 1. I actually do have a serious message. And I was looking at preaching another one, but the Lord kept bringing this one back to mind. So hopefully it's a help to you. Jonah chapter 1. Let's just go ahead and start in verse 1. We'll go down through verse 12. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. The main part of what I'm just bringing the background of it, but the message really will be in verses 7 through 12. And they said, every one to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? What is thy country? And of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. I want you to consider a question that we might very well ask Jonah in this passage. And I hope we can learn from a lesson from him and ask ourselves this question. And the question is this: what makes you think you can get by with it? What makes you think you can get by with it? Let's have a word of prayer and we'll look at this. Our Father, we thank you for your word and thank you for the time now to look at it. I pray that you would help us to just put everything else aside for the next few minutes and listen to you. God, I don't know who a message like this might be for. I don't know if it's I don't know. And I pray, dear Lord, that you would, though, have the have your way in this message. I pray, God, if there's someone that needs it today, that they need to get something right, that, Lord, you would make it clear and you would show them. And, Lord, if it's maybe a warning to someone who's been thinking about heading into something they shouldn't do or doing something not doing something they know they're supposed to do. I pray you'd use that as a warning as well, and may you teach and, Lord, work in all of our hearts, we pray. And we ask these things in your name. Amen. Jonah started his journey, and it was a very interesting journey. There's some books I really enjoy reading. Jonah's one of them. I like stories. Maybe one of it is, one of the things is because I have an imagination, and I can just kind of sit there and picture the sea. I can picture the ship. I can picture Jonah going overboard. I can picture him going down in the water. I can picture the whale coming and getting him. I don't know if my imagination's quite good enough to picture him inside the belly of the whale. I would love to go into a description of that right before lunch. I know that would be great for you, but I'll pass on that. But he started out this interesting journey that Jonah took, a journey that made him famous not only among those who know the Word of God, but even the lost world who doesn't believe or follow the Word of God. And he started this journey with one very foolish goal: running from the presence of God. Really should sound kind of funny to us. Really should sound kind of strange. How in the world did he think that he could do that? But he did. And he tried to keep this quiet. He didn't walk on the ship and proudly announce to all of the shipmen and to the master of the ship. He didn't proudly walk on there and say, "Hey guys, just so you know, this is going to be a fun trip because I'm running from God's presence and He's going to come after me and we're going to see who comes out on top. This is going to be fun. Aren't you guys excited?" Yeah. No, he didn't do that. He did what we all do when we run from the presence of God. Truth is,
Thank you.